Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Just too much stuff on this desk. My goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Vinny, no, I've seen your filing system. I mean,
my coffee.
Maybe you should get a side table.
Hooray.
You could spread your mess out on your side table and then have like a clear desk in front of you. Everybody take a picture of their desk.
It's not as bad as you think, but it's just I've got, a camera and a laptop and an iPad and a paper. Anyway. Hi.
No, it's all on there. It's true. Sometimes I have to be really careful where I put my headphones down in between breaks because I got like my coffee and my tripod for my camera set up all in one place, and it's just, you know, it could be a disaster. There's
the reason I said that is I had all this stuff and then I looked up and realized the mic was nowhere near my mouth, so I'm like, for Christ,
got to make room for the mic.
That's got to
thing
get
one,
here.
The mic.
Anyway, forget about all that. Let's talk about you.
Okay. I am super interesting, so that is a great idea.
So you got sick last week.
Yes.
You appear to have all the COVID symptoms as we know them, with the shortness of breath and the hacking cough and
the fever and the fatigue. And
And so,
although I will say, yesterday I felt so much better. I thought, you know,
who needs a doctor?
Who needs a doctor? I called my doctor and, just expecting to be able to quickly say, hey, man or woman. She's a lady, actually. Dr. Yi. And
she hardly knows the guy. That's great.
I don't. I've been to him one time in the last 3 years. I literally never go to the doctor. I'm sure I'm on a list of patients somewhere but other than that, I've never
well
been.
Well aware so, of your ways. Go on.
I know. It was so funny too because I call the lady. You know, I call the reception desk or whatever, and I'm all, hey, you know, Sarah, I'm
Dr.
a patient.
Dr. Yi hasn't lived here for 20 years.
No, she does. Believe it or not, she's still part of the medical force there.
Okay.
But she had a hard time finding me. You know, it was, I was like, no, I'm pretty, no, that's me. Want me to spell my name again? So she finds me, and turns out I am a patient of Dr. Yi's.
Right.
And so I figured, you know, I thought, how hard could it be? I'm not feeling good. There's this thing going around. Sign me up for a test, you know, tell me where to go. So I got a Zoom call with her today. I'm going to Zoom with my doctor. My doctor's going to be like, who are you again? I've never seen you before in my life.
Right.
So I'm going to Zoom with her today and tell her what, you know, I will say though, I do truly feel like at this point I'm on the other side of it. And so I'm afraid that if I go get tested now, I'm just going to come back negative. It'll be pointless. I want to go get the antibody test. Like if I right?
I don't even
if
know what the point is for either one. What is the point?
I don't know. The point is, you know, I guess. So John went for the antibody test yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it's not I don't know about everybody else's experience, and I know a lot of people have been tested, and I don't know about the antibody test, but I know that there's like testing protocols. You go to this parking lot, you sign in via phone. I'm here. I'm in the lot. I'm in space number whatever, and here's my license. I don't know how you do it. He gets there. He's got a 12:45 appointment. He gets there early and checks in, and he gets his test like almost 3 hours later. And but the thing was, their system went down too. So they were really
day that goes down, or John just got super duper lucky.
I hope that it's not every day. But in the end, like after being in the lot for 2 hours and not getting the phone call, he goes up to the place or call.
Right.
I don't
catches
know what he
coronavirus
did.
While he's there
while he's
because
trying to
he
get
had
it.
To,
but he had to go and like finally they go, oh no, okay, quick, come in here. Well, and finally they give him the test. So it was like, you know. But his appointment was at 12:45, and it's just a little blood draw. He had like one of those little Band-Aids on, and you know, he comes back at like 3 o'clock. I'm like, or 3:30, whatever time. I'm like, hi, you know, everything all right? So it just, I don't know. I'm sure plenty of people have had very smooth experiences with that.
What do you think?
I do. Yes, Vinny. I feel that I'm sure everything goes very smoothly. It just doesn't do that for John, you know. And he's out there stewing in his car about it. But that's what I'm going to do today. I'll call her at 2.
I'm sure he's sitting there going, it's because everybody hates the Pats. I know it. Yeah. It's got to be that.
They know I'm a Patriots fan.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't be this hat and sweatshirt that I have on. But anyway, you know, he got it done, and I guess it's going to be about a week before he finds out, something like that. I don't know. It takes forever to get results from stuff. So,
and then if he's positive, what happens?
Well, then we know that it was in the
house. Right.
Yeah. I mean, and that he's passed it. I don't know. I'll talk to my doctor today. I feel good enough that, although I did take NyQuil again last night because I was so scared I wouldn't be able to fall asleep. So I guess I got to get off that now. It's not one thing, it's another. Just too scared to get in bed by myself without my little mommy's little helper.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man. When I was a kid, I was like all about NyQuil. Like I actually try to avoid it. I avoid so many things. But
I've heard you say that was something you had to break off of.
Yeah, for like a long time I would just glug that before bed. To the point where you actually kind of like it.
Well, I know that I've talked to people, more than one person, who've said that they had to pull off those there's Tylenol, yeah.
Advil PM, right,
all of those night medicines. They work, and then people start
Well,
I can't do this without it.
Well, and why would I take the chance? And listen, I'm going to take it now because if I wake, you know, if I'm still awake at 11 o'clock, I don't want to take it then because then I'll be all woozy for the show.
One serving size is not enough anymore. I need more than that.
No, you need more than, right. I mean,
you guys are very familiar with addict inner dialogue, aren't you?
Yeah.
I've read about it.
Listen, I've built up a tolerance for this. I'm going to need to.
I am laughing, but man, you really, you're nailing it.
It's not actually that funny.
No,
it's just kind of the truth.
Yeah,
hilarious. Oh god, the truth is so funny.
But we've talked about it on the show at that. I mean, there's so many stories we've told, including digging cigarettes out of the trash.
Sure.
What was I breaking these for and throwing this? Oh yeah, because I'm trying to quit. Well, that's not happening today.
Well, forget that, and I'm going to do this guilt free.
Right.
I've pulled them out. I might as well enjoy them.
Anyway, well, I'm glad that he got that done. I know that there's a lot of things. Let me ask you this, because I've been thinking about this. Have you been getting so much stuff done that you can around the house? Because I've been, in particular, just sort of going, wow, I feel like I've checked off every possible thing around here that I can do. Bills-wise... I think we're going to do a refi and we've got our pay.
Oh,
you know,
good.
Like there's just so much stuff that I'm going, wow.
That is such a pain in the ass doing a refi. It's worth it.
Sitting around for a year is really going to get all my loose ends tied up.
Yeah, I could do more. There's no question. You know, that's the one thing I found is that at first we were just plowing through stuff, and now I'm like, what's the rush? we're stuck here, you know. We got nothing but time. So yes and no. I mean, we've gotten a lot of stuff done, but we were sort of at the tail end of a lot of stuff anyway. And now that my brother and sister-in-law have moved away, and they moved away right at the beginning of the quarantine. So we just went crazy, got a bunch of stuff done, and now we're kind of like, you know, it doesn't feel like the time to start another new project.
Well, I'm talking about little things. Not talking about another major remodel.
I don't do little things are all
done. Let's knock down the front of the house, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's tear down that studio already. Let's change that back to something else.
Let's figure out how to, you know, make
that really didn't work out.
Crazy. Yeah, because no one can come over and use it. It's a bummer, man. I want to rock out in here, and I just keep looking over at, like, the dusty drums and the, you know.
Speaking of, you guys had Johnny over yesterday or not?
We did. Actually, Johnny and Scott Capurro. Well, Scott was staying at the guest house, so he came over, and we put them, you know, 15 feet apart, whatever it is. And we did a show yesterday. I didn't get to, you know, I just sat on the couch inside the house, and we set it up. John set it up early so that, you know, and I didn't touch anything. But, you know, it's fun. It's a long day, which is weird because it's really only, I don't know, maybe 8 hours. So it's sort of like a regular day at work. But boy, this job is just so mentally exhausting.
Well, luckily you're at the beach. It looks like you're...
Yeah,
you're,
I'm relaxing. I mean, I'm relaxing here at the shore. So that's... yeah, that's on our Zoom call. We should really say that we all have these goofy... Although, Nicole, you don't have a background up today.
Sorry, I wasn't prepared. I'll get that up.
Hey, listen, Nicole, I was thinking about you yesterday. I swear to God, if I could have bottled yesterday... weather-wise, I mean, I would have that day every, like, it was just perfect. It was perfect. Like, 74,
it was
light
nice.
Breeze. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wasn't cooking in Benicia?
No, it was really nice. Thank God.
How's your mom doing?
They're camping right now.
Oh, they're camping?
Yeah, my dad took her camping for...
In the backyard, actually...
Like, they went to somewhere near Truckee. But we have a trailer and everything, so she's fine. She has her own space, and she just wanted somewhere else to go because we were thinking about it. She's been in lockdown since early February.
Yeah.
So she wanted some new scenery, and then...
Change of scene.
Yeah, and with her finishing chemo, my dad's like, let's go.
Because I'm sure Sarah
really
has tons
too.
Of questions about the trailer.
Oh, I do, but I don't need to. I mean, you get to go in that thing ever?
Yeah, like,
do you get to go in it?
I actually haven't, like, camped in it.
Oh, you haven't?
No,
so you don't
I
get
haven't.
To go in it. I say,
are you two 10-year-olds? Do you get to go in there?
You get to go in there? Is it really cool in there?
It has bunk beds.
And oh, my God, it has bunk beds?
Yeah, and it has a TV. And
what? Like, wait. So it has, like, do your parents sleep in the bunk beds?
No. So there's like a master, little master bedroom too.
Oh, so it's huge.
How big is this? So this is one that he's got a truck and they hook it up.
Yeah.
Does it go over the bed of a truck or
is it? He's got a badass truck too.
Yeah. He has an F-250, so he pulls that. But no, it's like
Super duties.
Yeah. He puts it on the hitch.
Okay.
It's pretty big. I don't know how big. It has a bathroom, so with a shower and a toilet. So
wow,
a whole kitchen. My dad was putting up a backsplash before they left.
Wow, a backsplash.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and do you guys have that set up at the house? Like, because those things have AC units.
Yeah. So my dad plugs it in, and when it gets really hot, he goes out there. Which I don't.
Oh,
know
you said that. Yeah. I think. Yeah.
I don't know why we don't join him, but we suffer in the house, and then he goes in the trailer.
Wow, you'd think your mom
and
would
just
really
sits there
out
alone.
So he has
there's
like
a TV then.
Yeah, so,
he'll
put on like a DVD, which sounds funny now,
what
but
like a Pixar movie or something.
Yeah, or
watching WALL-E.
Yeah, I guess satellite TV. In
oh
there.
My God, he has satellite TV in there. Jeez, I need a trailer.
Yeah,
that sounds awesome.
It's weird not having it at the house because it takes up most of the driveway, so having it not there, I'm like, oh, this is weird. The house looks naked without it. So,
So the neighborhood gets to, like, oh, that thing's finally gone for a little while.
Well, yeah. When my dad pulls it out, the neighbors definitely watch. They sit on the front on their front porch and they watch him go down.
Hey, big doings in the neighborhood. That trailer's moving.
Exactly.
The Jesuses are on the on the go.
Are rolling. Yeah,
but I've never camped in it yet.
Oh,
you haven't?
No, I.
Why haven't you?
I've slept in it, but when it was parked in our driveway.
Oh. Have you ever dragged dates in there?
No. Oh.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, don't lie.
Seems like that'd be the spot, right?
Yeah, I never thought of it. It's always locked, and then when we have family come over, that's our guest house.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. I've thought about that, you know, park an RV in the driveway and then, you know, throw your guests in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's having fun in her trailer.
Come in the house to use the bathroom. I don't want to have to clean that out.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's not hooked up to, like, because you got to get all that. I mean, that's like the...
Yeah, you
got
a
dirty little secret of trailers and campers.
Exactly. You got to hook up the pump and everything. I know that much. And then my dad just has the electrical hooked up at home, but not the dirty stuff.
But not like the, you don't use the water.
Dirty stuff.
No.
So does he have to, like, after they go camping and they use the bathroom and everything?
Yeah, so he has to, like,
a dumping station, or he does it at the house?
No, he has to go to a dumping station before he comes home.
Most campsites have those things, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Like a clean out, right?
Yeah.
Anything with the name dumping station, I just kind of, you know, I don't want to go
kind of what?
I just don't want to go there.
That's dad's job.
Yeah. Oh, man. So that'd be John's job, right? I wouldn't have anything to do with the dumping station. I was just like, John, take care of that. I'll be sitting by the fire over here.
No, we just in the car and wait for him to be done.
John's like, wait a minute. So I cook and I got to deal with the other end of that stuff, too? Great.
Listen. He wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh,
he really,
really
wouldn't. No. Kidding me? Guy loves his life. He better.
Yeah.
I've worked very hard to give him the life he has. You're welcome, John.
Yeah. Very true.
Yeah. I'm jealous. I'm super jealous. God, I want a trailer so bad.
It's fun. I mean,
yeah.
When I was a kid,
you wanted John's life.
When I was a kid, we used to camp.
I do want. I actually want John's life. You guys, yeah, we used to camp as kids too. We haven't gone camping since my kids were, you know, I think they were like maybe 6 and 8, and the younger one is just, oh my God, he was such a pain in the ass as a kid. Like, he would just like get a stick, let it on fire, and just start poking people with it. Like, I was like, this is the opposite of fun. Like, I just want to sit here and drink camp beer and eat wieners on sticks or whatever you eat at campgrounds. I don't know. I forget. It's been so long.
Hamburgers and hot dogs?
You quit camping when they were 8?
Yeah, because it was just... Because we had gone a few times. We'd try a bunch of times, and I'm like, well, he's 6 now. Like, how bad can it be? And turns out, at that point, you know, he started, like, lighting things on fire. I'm like, this is horrible. I'm not having fun.
Wow.
I know. And we had a tent, though, you know? If we had a camper, we could have locked him in there. It would have been great.
Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear this. It's a little weird to
The filth. I'm very anti-filth, believe it or not. Like, you know how you get so dusty when you camp? And, like, just filthy. I just can't stand filthy children. So I just couldn't take it anymore, Vin. That's all.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you guys camped at all? No. With a little kid, you wouldn't.
Are you talking to me? Yeah. I haven't camped in a long time. We have the tent
set
up outside.
Though.
I love it. Yeah. I have a really good tent, and I've camped quite a bit, and I love Big Sur. Big Sur is like such a little jewel of a town to go camp in. But no, I mean, since the kids thing started, no. Well, what would be the point?
When's the last time you camped at Jesus?
3 years ago at Point Reyes.
Oh, I love Point Reyes.
So we take the trailer up there sometimes too, because it's just easy.
Did they just get this trailer? Is this like a new thing? Because slept in that?
This is their second trailer. And when they got it, I moved to LA. And then when they go, I'm always working. So they tell me, like, oh, hey, do you want to join us when you're going? Oh, these days. I'm like, thanks for telling me like 2 days before. But no, I can't. So,
Well, that's
what
the trick.
You moved to LA.
I lived in LA for a year.
Were you trying to make it
as an actress?
No.
Why is that funny? That wouldn't be surprising at all. That's what people do.
No,
you didn't go on auditions?
No, I went to, I transferred down there for school.
Oh, yeah, where'd you go?
A private school, Azusa Pacific. Didn't work out.
What's it called?
Azusa Pacific.
Oh.
What do you mean it didn't work out?
I didn't like it.
Wait, so you went down there, did a semester.
No, I did a full year.
You did a full year?
Mm-hmm.
And were you living on campus?
I had an apartment.
You had your own apartment
mm-hmm.
in Azusa Pacific.
Yeah.
Where's that? What town is that in?
It's like in Azusa. It's like 23
oh,
minutes.
Oh, I know Azusa. Okay.
Yeah.
I used to race bikes there.
There's yeah. That's what my dad said because we're from Southern California. So.
What do you mean that's what he said? That he used to race bikes there too?
Yeah. Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Your dad raced BMX?
He was a big motorcycle person, my dad.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like dirt bikes and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Azusa would be good for that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you go down there for school and you just found out you didn't like, what, being trapped inland?
Yeah.
The heat?
It wasn't so much the heat, it was just like the school environment. That school in particular, that environment for me just wasn't for me.
Hmm.
So then I came back home.
Did you know right away but stuck the year out?
Yeah.
That's a good girl.
Oh.
You gotta do that. All right. Well, that was a fun exploration.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, it's a lot we don't know about Nicole.
What did you... Yeah. So you... Wait. You picked Azusa out of the thin air?
No, they gave me a really great scholarship. So that was cool. But then once I got there, the culture just wasn't for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm. Okay.
I don't want to ask too many questions. I don't want you to start insulting Azusa.
Yeah, exactly. Right? That's what I'm like. It works for other people. It just wasn't for me.
All right.
Right. That's so then you came back up here and then we lucked into you. So.
Yeah.
Good for us.
It all worked out.
Yeah. All right. So we're right on time. Let's do this. KLSE HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Back right after this song.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.